Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And we want to wish you a happy mid-October by now. And we know that the garden centers are full with a lot of fall color.
Exactly.
A lot of opportunities to have a nice container garden, even at your doorstep, at your entryway, courtyard, wherever you need a little blast of color. So on today's show, we'll be talking about some container gardening tips, and then we'll wrap in some to-do list for your garden chores and your cleanup to kind of prepare for the cooler weather. So let's get right into that and start off with our container garden tips. We have a lot of mums on the market
right now. They're so pretty. They really are.
And mum's the word.
Mum's the word. Oh, John, that was terrible, but very true. Yeah, I noticed that the other day. I was in Lubbock, Texas, and I couldn't believe how many gorgeous mum plants there were. And I like to buy them and stick them in a container and then later take them out and put them in my garden.
Oh, wow.
And because the new cultivars, you know, I remember my mother saying, oh, they'll only bloom in the fall. But a lot of these will rebloom at a later time. So those are a great one for some good fall color, and they do well in containers. Gosh, there's lots and lots of plants that work well. I think I mentioned last week you talked a little bit about stock is great, and that's a great plant to have on your doorstep because of the fragrance of the flower, and it just, you know, people walk in and, you know, it's just a welcoming thing. And of course, you all know I have a tremendous passion for container gardening. And for the most part, anything you grow in the ground, you can grow in a container. But you want some tips. We talk about to having a thrill, a fill, and a spill.
Mm-hmm.
So you like kind of an anchor plant that may get a little bit taller, and then something to fill in around, like maybe petunias or those kinds of things. Snapdragons can be very tall, and so those are a pretty good thrill plant. And then something that spills over the side, like alyssum or even some of your succulents. You know, everything needs to have the same water and fertilizer requirements, so keep that in mind as you're planning your container, because you really want to plan your container just like you do your garden. And good quality potting soil, and of course, drainage. Your containers must have holes in them. And if you buy them and then you don't, and they don't have them, you can buy a special bit for your drill called a spade bit, and you can drill your own holes. Even I've done that without hurting myself or the pots. So that was, and you can remember the name because it looks like a little shovel.
The bit itself
looks like a little, and also a little more expensive but worth the investment is a diamond bit.
Okay.
And they use that for drilling holes in tile and so forth. Uh-huh. And that works really well on some of your heavier duty containers. So that's a really fun thing to do.
And you really incorporate that pot and pot technique, right?
Yes. A cash pot, you know, the containers that we get at the garden are usually very nondescript, usually black or brown, not very pretty. But you can drop them in another pot. We call it a cash pot. And that's a great thing to do for your seasonal plants. They do that at some of the hotels, like in Las Vegas. You see at Bellagio, there's always all these gorgeous displays. Well, those are all pots that they just pull out and replace with the next season's plantings or whatever. So you can do that at home, too. And group your pots in groups of three and make sure that you have enough plants so they don't look lonesome.
So if you have your working pot that's, you know, going to be smaller than your nicer cash pot on the outside. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the actual, like, do you have to insulate it? Do you have to put some kind of filler material? Because if you have to look a little closely, you kind of see that there's a big gap in there.
Exactly. Air conditioner pads are wonderful. And especially if you're using any kind of a clay pot for your cash pot, that really absorbs the heat. So that insulation works very well. You can also wrap it in bubble wrap, wrap your pot in bubble wrap, and it will cool it in the summertime, but also will insulate it for in the wintertime, too, for those plants that may be a little more sensitive to the cold. And you do, lots of times you'll see, you know, like an inch and a half or whatever, and you want it to look nice. So a great thing that you can do, and it has a twofold purpose, is to put in some like sphagnum moss. You can moisten it and put it on the top, and it acts as a mulch so that it holds the moisture in. But it also aesthetically is very pleasing. And watering is so important with your container gardenings. With your container gardening. Everybody, but you look at a container and it appears dry on the top. It isn't necessarily dry. And remember that what's going on top is wonderful, and that's what we see. But the riot is going on down around that root ball.
Right.
And more plants, I'm convinced, die from overwatering than underwatering. A great example is geraniums. Right. And geraniums do beautifully in the fall and winter here in El Paso. They're suffering right now. My geraniums have never looked so bad as they have this summer. But they're coming back because things are cooling off. But they're also a semi-succulent. And a really inexpensive way to find out if they're moist enough down around the root ball is to use a number two pencil or a dowel and push that dowel down into the container. When you pull it out, if it's got mud around it, it's moist down around the root ball.
Right.
And if not, if it pulls out clean, then it's time to water. And don't just water the top. You want to water till bottom comes out of those drainage holes.
Right.
If you've done a cash pot, I also recommend that you put some pebbles at the bottom of the cash pot.
Did we define what a cash pot was for our listeners?
Okay. A cash pot is the outside pot.
So where I put my cash when I'm
well, if you want.
Don't trust the banks.
This cash is a different kind. It's C-A-C-H-E. I don't know where they came up with the name. But it's the one, it's the ornamental pot, really, that it's the pot in the pot. So it's the pot holder. So many times those cash pots don't have drainage holes,
right?
Which will be okay if you put the little pebbles in the bottom, because the black nursery container will drain out. They've got lots of good drainage in them. And it'll drain down into that rock so they're not sitting.
And there's a lot of different options nowadays that are not, you know, whether made out of stone or really heavy.
Oh,
a lot
absolutely.
Of them are resin, but they're made to look as if they're a stone or much heavier product than what they are. So you can really fool folks.
Oh, there's all sorts of things.
Because that's one of the things you want to do is also not to make those containers so heavy that you can't either, you know, move them around.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, because the container gardening is actually one that you're going to be quite hands-on and change that out seasonally as well. So it has to be versatile and lightweight, and it has to work with your decor or whatever. So there's a lot of things that go into
the portability of container gardening is one of the most attractive things.
Right.
And if it's too cotton picking heavy to pick up, then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
And I do have some large pots. I do have large pots, but I have them on like plant
casters.
Casters. They have, you know, and even at that, you know, they're kind of hard to move. But that's where in the wintertime, that's where my sheets come in, and I just throw them over and they still survive. But
no, there are some little carts that you can buy that slide under the pot, and that has a little hook that slides down. You hook the edge of the pot,
and they'll hold up to 300 pounds.
Oh, okay.
You can move it. You know, to wherever you want.
I have one of those, and I've used it a lot.
Saves your back a lot.
It really does. And there's different kinds of straps and so forth to use as well. Those resin pots that you talked about, Denise, are absolutely wonderful because they're very attractive, but they're very lightweight.
Right.
And much because my container gardening is kind of like my living room.
Uh-huh.
I like to move things around.
Oh, gotcha.
And with the portability of container gardening, you can follow the sun too.
Yeah.
And you can make anything a container. My favorite container in my garden is my cast iron bathtub.
Oh, that's a big container.
It's a big, and it will not, I will not move anywhere, but it's a focal point. Aesthetically, right now it's full of plumbago and some alyssum, and it's doing very, very well. I can, you know, plant it seasonally, and it's got built-in drainage because of the drain, and it's on a clawfoot tub.
Oh, huh.
So, you know, just use your imagination.
Right.
And what I've seen people plant old cowboy boots.
Oh, right.
That are worn out, and the drainage holes are the holes in the bottom of the boots. Or you can, you know, you can keep your drill handy. You got to have a drill in your garden.
Have you put the commode with the?
No, I have. I knew that was coming up. I saw one the other day, and I'm going, no, I'm not that quite
those,
that desperate.
Those are used for planters.
They are.
They sure are.
They
are. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I've seen chests of drawers. Like an old lingerie chest that are set up in a garden bed, and then the drawers are planted with beautiful ornamentals that spill out. You know, the drawers are ajar at different levels.
Yeah,
that's where I see wagons and
yes,
and,
yeah. Wheelbarrows,
right.
And old bed frames make a great trellis.
Right.
And you can plant that in your bed and then plant the flowers around it.
And the one thing that we see a lot of.
That is your bed.
That is your
flower bed.
Your flower bed. Oh,
your flower bed. Well,
yes.
He's on a
roll
today.
Yes, John, corn is in season two, including your corny jokes. But there's a lot of even fresh materials to be able to use right now. Pumpkins, a lot of gourds are readily available. I'll tell you this much. You got to keep your pumpkins sealed. Don't cut them open because as soon as you introduce that air, you're going to introduce rot.
Really?
So you don't want to use necessarily a live pumpkin as your cash pot. You know, kind of a steer away from that. Steer away from direct sunlight as well. Keep them in a shady patio. But you can use maybe those faux pumpkins that they sell at the arts and crafts store.
Sure.
Drill a hole in that and then you stick a mum in there. And you've got
exactly incorporate those into your garden, you know.
Exactly.
It doesn't, you know, there can be all sorts of consider it yard art.
Right.
I guess is what I'm saying. You know, we all have all sorts of stakes. Do your little pumpkins. And, you know, Halloween's right around the corner.
Right.
And it's amazing when children come to your door that they think that's pretty cool stuff. So, your imagination, sky's the limit is the bottom line with it. And there's all sorts of ways to use different things to shade your plants, little parasols.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from your grandchildren's stash of toys or whatever to shade a plant or just, you know, and give it a shot. If it doesn't work, fine, then chalk that one off. We'll do something else.
Right.
So,
a lot of times container gardening can also, you can take a colorful pot and put it in a dull corner, or a dull area.
Absolutely.
It'll brighten it up
a lot.
So they're handy to use in that aspect.
And one thing I really want to mention as far as planting your pot, make sure that the soil that you are planting in is damp. Add water to that soil while you're soaking the root ball of the plants you want to plant so that you put a damp root ball into moist soil and you will instantly see a great deal of success in your container gardening. Because otherwise, if you put that dry root ball into dry soil, the water's just going to run off. And you want that moisture, and of course, they always need more moisture at the beginning. So a damp root ball in moist potting soil makes all the difference in the world, all the difference in the world. And that goes with your succulents as well, because lots of times we just do, you know, plantings of succulents, not the whole plant.
Right.
But they still, they do have water in them. That's why they're succulents, but they still need water. Right. So keep that in mind as you're...
And definitely all the fun stuff going on with container gardens.
Oh,
and last few minutes of our show, John, give us a couple of tips on what we need to do to close out the season, maybe for our Bermuda grass, our watering on those guys, our fertilizing. We need to start shutting that down, right?
Right. I just remind people that your plants are alive, even though they may not be green on top of the ground.
Exactly.
The roots are alive. So you still need to water probably once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do a deep watering so that you get all the roots on the trees and the shrubs. The grass can get by with the more shallow watering, but you want to make sure once a month you go through with the deep watering for all your trees and shrubs. Mm-hmm. And that'll make a big difference come, especially if it's a dry winter.
Wonderful. So don't forget about those plants out there as well. Excellent. Well, container gardening, we got some fall tips, we got some garden chores out in the way. I think we are setting you all out for, you know, just a great, successful fall season. So we want to thank you for listening to today's show and thank Sam Cassiano for engineering and producing today. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.